With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is unloading plenty of criticism on the Fed chair. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
When it comes to his feelings about the man running the nation's central bank, the president isn't holding back.
I don't think he's doing the job. He's too late, always too late, a little slow, and I'm not happy with him.
Donald Trump is upset with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell for not aggressively cutting interest rates. He's threatening to fire Powell, saying if I want him out, he'll be out of there real fast. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. may move on from efforts for a Russia-Ukraine peace deal if there's no progress in the coming days. He spoke in Paris after a marathon day of landmark talks among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials.
I think it's important to remind everybody that the Ukraine war is a terrible thing, but it's not our war. We didn't start it. The United States has been helping Ukraine for over the last 3 years, and we want it to end. But it's not our war. I want everyone to understand that.
Marco Rubio says the U.S. is reaching a crossroads in the effort to broker peace talks between Russia and Ukraine.
The president has spent 87 days at the highest level of his government repeatedly taking efforts to bring this war to an end. We are now reaching a point where we need to decide and determine whether this is even possible or not, which is why we're engaging both sides.
Yemen's Houthi rebels say U.S. airstrikes targeting a major oil port has killed dozens and injured at least 171. Satellite images of the port provided by Planet Labs PBC and analyzed earlier today by the Associated Press shows destroyed oil tanks and vehicles as oil leaked into the Red Sea. You'll find breaking news, analysis, more stories, and headlines when you log on to srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington reports on a warning about global persecution.
Dr. John Ebner is president of Christian Solidarity International, and he says the world needs to wake up. He points to a recent rash of deadly attacks on believers in Nigeria and Syria. There's also the ongoing persecution of Christians in Azerbaijan. Ebner says, quote, "This slaughter, like so many others of Christians and other non-Muslims, has been met mainly with indifference by the political and religious leadership of an increasingly post-Christian Western world." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wyoming Supreme Court heard arguments on abortion bans this week. The justices wanted to hear the lawyers explain who should decide when life begins. Assistant Attorney General Jay Jurdy says it's the state legislature since it's closest to the people, quote-unquote. Attorney Peter Modlin, who represents abortion advocates, says the question is fundamentally religious and the government has no business in deciding it at all. Breaking news and analysis at srnnews.com. An investigation continues into a shooting incident at a near Dallas high school this week.
The chief of police for the Dallas Independent School District says the 17-year-old who shot and wounded four students was in and out of the building in less than 2 minutes and is believed to have been targeting a specific student. Chief Albert Martinez says the alleged gunman entered Wilmer Hutchins High School at 1 p.m. Tuesday when another student opened a locked side door. The school has metal detectors at the entrance. Martinez says they still do not know what led to that incident. Jason Walker reporting.
About 10,000 pages of records related to the 1968 assassination of Senator Robert F. Kennedy have been released, including handwritten notes by the gunman, who said the Democratic presidential candidate, quote, must be disposed of, unquote. The assassin also acknowledged an obsession with killing Robert F. Kennedy. More news at srnnews.com.